Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, December 7th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View. Leading off today, Apple's iPhone success over the years in China is hardly an accident. The Information Today reports on a previously unreported agreement negotiated by Apple CEO Tim Cook and the Chinese government that saw the company invest over $275 billion in the country over 5 years. The deal was reached at a time when local smartphone makers were forcing iPhone sales in China to fall. The information cites interviews and internal Apple documents in reporting that the pledge started in 2016 when Tim Cook visited China to lobby the government for exemptions to regulatory actions that would negatively impact Apple. According to the report, at Cook's direction, Apple's government affairs team worked closely with China's Economic Planning Agency to improve the relations. One of the parts of the agreement was Apple's $1 billion investment in the Chinese ride-sharing service Didi. Within days of announcing that investment, representatives from both Apple and the Chinese government signed the deal. Apple also committed to using more components from Chinese suppliers in its devices and to sign deals with Chinese software firms, collaborate on technology with Chinese universities, and directly invest in Chinese tech companies. So to recap, in 2016, Apple reached a $275 billion deal to deepen its investment in China. The deal came up for renewal in May of 2021, but at this point, it's unknown if both companies agreed to re-up the deal. In other news today, the macOS 12.1 release candidate is now available to developers and public beta users. The update could be released to everyone as soon as sometime next week, and it includes a few notable fixes and new features for Mac users. The update includes support for SharePlay for sharing things over FaceTime. There are also new fixes for the Photos application, including updates to the Memories feature. The Hide My Email functionality has also been expanded to the Mail application, while the TV application has added a new store tab for browsing, buying, and renting content. Notably, the update also includes some important bug fixes, particularly for the new 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pros. There's a fix for when MagSafe may stop charging on a 16-inch MacBook Pro when the lid is closed, and the notch should no longer get in the way of menu bar items. But what's still missing from macOS Monterey is Universal Control. Universal Control was slated to be released sometime this fall, but it's still completely absent from macOS Monterey and iPadOS, so it's looking more and more like it might be delayed to 2022. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View. From the creators of popular apps such as Waterminder and Calorie, Fitness View is a way to track your health data directly on your iPhone and Apple Watch. Fitness View makes it easy to track all of your health app statistics, allowing you to drill down into more detail, including detailed overviews of things like your weekly averages, streaks, and more. You can set specific health goals and keep tabs directly in the Fitness View application. Keep track of all of your workouts and analyze your progress, share your activity goals, add widgets to your home screen, and so much more. Fitness View is my favorite way to view all of my health data directly on my iPhone and my Apple Watch. Learn more and get started today for free at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, Apple has also made the iOS 15.2 release candidate available to developers and public beta users. Most notably, this update brings support for the new Apple Music voice plan. This was announced back in October, and now we know it's coming with iOS 15.2. When iOS 15.2 goes live sometime next week, Apple Music will begin offering a version of its streaming music service that's entirely controlled with Siri. This means that for $5 a month, you can get a version of Apple Music that lets you browse and control solely with your voice. This limited version of Apple Music will still contain the full catalog of songs for $5 a month, but you'll be missing out on features like live lyrics, spatial audio, and saving music to your library. In addition to support for the Apple Music voice plan, iOS 15.2 also brings the app privacy report in settings, new communication safety features in messages, the digital legacy feature for designating people as legacy contacts so they can access your iCloud account in the event of your death, updates to the camera application, improvements to CarPlay, and much more. We've got the full release notes at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.